This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. I've been studying with you for the past several days on the topic, Why Jesus Does Not Want You to Be Lost. And this simply means why Jesus does not want you, or for that matter, anyone else, to go to hell. The Bible teaches in John 3:16 such a marvelous passage which shows the grace and the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves everyone. It doesn't matter from what nation or from what station in life, how rich or poor, how literate or illiterate. God loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved. That's why he gave the Lord Jesus Christ for our sins, to die on the cross. As Peter put it in 2 Peter chapter 3, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We've been basing our study for the past several days on the passage found from the pen of Mark in Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 47, which records for us the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he begins by saying, If thy hand cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is good for thee to enter into life maimed rather than having thy two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. And then he makes clear in verse 47 and 48 that hell is a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And so we have given several reasons why Jesus does not want any of us to go to hell, because, number one, you'll have to die alone. Number two, you will lift up your eyes in torment. Number three, you'll remember things that happened on earth, and especially your lost opportunities to be saved. And in the judgment, the things that will happen, you'll be on the left hand and not on the right. You will not hear the words, well done, but the words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And you will then be cast into hell, that is, following the judgment, when the Lord comes to call all men up from the grave and to bring them into judgment. Now, a sixth reason why Jesus does not want you or anyone else to go to hell. It is because of the people you will be with throughout the unending ages of eternity. You will be not with those who love God, not with those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, not with those who love the truth, not with those who love the church for which Jesus died, not with those who have been obedient to God and kind and loving to their fellow man, but you will be with those who were murderers, liars, fornicators, adulterers, drunkards, and even good moral people in an open surface way, but who have actually rejected God. Those who perhaps have had a respectability assigned to them by people in the community, but who nevertheless are sinners, for we all are, Romans 3:23, and who have simply not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9 makes clear that all who do not obey the gospel will be lost. And so in hell you will be with those who have rejected God. You'll be with those who have been workers of the flesh, those who have lived degenerate lives, and those who maybe, who even though respectably, morally, have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. In the seventh place, the Lord does not want you to go to hell because of the sounds which you will hear there. You will not hear, as the record gives us in Revelations chapter 4 and chapter 5, the marvelous praising of God by the faithful saints of all ages in heaven, but you will hear the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth of men who are in hell with you as they are enduring the punishment which God is heaping upon those who have been lost. Let us think about the difference between the sounds that we will hear if we go to heaven and the sounds we will hear if we go to hell. An eighth reason why Jesus does not want you to go to hell is because you will be in the outer darkness. This, no doubt, has a basic meaning of the fact that men will be separated from God, who usually is represented by light, will be separated from God and everything that is good once and forevermore. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. I want to sincerely thank you for listening and urge you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.